Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. Alabama's Attorney General has issued an advisory opinion saying a county commission does not have the authority to prohibit firearms at polling places. The Chambers County Commission has sought the advice of Attorney General Luther Strange after some people showed up to vote in the June 3rd primary election in Chambers and Shelby counties carrying guns. The Attorney General's seven-page opinion says state law does not give county commissions the authority to ban weapons, but it says state and federal laws that ban weapons in some public buildings, such as courthouses and schools, still apply when they are used at polling places. It also says churches and other private buildings used as polling places may ban guns. The opinion applies to the runoff election July 15th. An Alabama congressman is voicing his support for plans to bring a lawsuit against President Barack Obama. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez reports.
Representative Bradley Burns says he is pledging his support to a lawsuit against President Barack Obama's continual disregard for the rule of law. House Speaker John Boehner recently announced the House of Representatives will bring a lawsuit against the president to challenge a number of executive overreaches. In a speech on the House floor, Congressman Burns said that everywhere he goes, constituents ask about President Obama's inability to stay within the bounds of the Constitution. For his part, the president has said he's been left with little option regarding the executive orders, and in his words, he's just trying to do something while Congress is doing nothing. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
The Tuscaloosa Fire Department is raising awareness about smoke alarms. They're installing free detectors this morning in the El Dorado East neighborhood. Chris Williamson with the Tuscaloosa Fire Department says smoke alarms increase your chance of survival from a fire dramatically. He says it's usually the smoke that is deadly rather than the fire itself, and that smoke is a lot more toxic today than it used to be.
Synthetic materials that are used in furnishings, plastics and synthetic flooring and things like that. When those burn, it produces cyanide gas, it produces a number of other poisons as well, and really it's just a matter of minutes, sometimes even less than a minute, for that smoke to cause somebody to become unconscious and then unable to rescue themselves.
Williamson says there have been 61 residential fire fatalities across the state and two in Tuscaloosa County this year already, which is higher than usual. He says it's not clear why the spike is occurring, but speculated the harsh winter could have contributed with more people using space heaters. Federal labor officials have issued safety violations to a construction company after two men working on a Montgomery Freeway overpass fell to their deaths. Officials from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration say that R.R. Dawson Bridge Company in Bessemer did not provide workers near the edge of the bridge with required protections from fall hazards. Two workers fell about 90 feet from the overpass in January. Labor officials say the company also exposed workers to fall hazards and failed to inspect employee fall protection systems before use. Labor officials have proposed $54,500 in fines for the company. OSHA's Mobile Area Director Joseph Rossler says falls are the leading cause of fatalities in the construction industry. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. Look for a mostly cloudy start to the day and a good chance for showers and storms, but it doesn't rain all day. High temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Lows back in the low 70s tonight. Mostly cloudy, a few isolated storms for Thursday. Good chance for more additional scattered storms as temperatures top out in the upper 80s on Thursday. Sunshine returns on Friday and Saturday. Highs in the low 90s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb. APR News.